Wow. Look at this, everybody. Sean Diddy Combs. This dude, it appears that he is actually on the run for sex trafficking. It appears that they can't find where he is. We're going to share some information about this evening. Oh, my goodness, people. This is like what, you know what? There's so much happening in the news right now. This is so much going on in the news. And for us to see this happening is like really mind blowing. So let me make sure. Are we even live here?
Yep.
All right. This is really amazing. Okay. I'm not seeing the feed, though. I should be seeing it already on X. I know sometimes it takes a minute for... Oh, there it is. So why am I not seeing it on X? All right. So we're getting ready to come in here, everybody. I'm going to share some information about this. You know what really stands out to me on this? The fact that Candace Owens, she was actually talking about this, and all these people were going after Candace Owens and happy because she got fired. And while she was there, you know, she was at the Daily Beast. All right, listen to me, Daily Beast. She was at the, what's the one she was, Ben Shapiro, the Daily Wire? Is that what it is? The Daily Wire, right? So she's at the Daily Wire. She gets fired from there because they say that she's anti-Semitic, right? She's anti-Zionist, what have you. So she gets fired there. And yeah, I just had the picture there just for a second. For some reason, it's not showing up on X. And I'm trying to figure out why it's not going up on X. So, because normally it just populates immediately on the X. And I'm not sure why. But I might have to walk away from my desk here. Why is it not showing up? Let me see. Okay, hold on, everybody. Let me see if I can. I'm going to put the picture back up here one more time. Let me see if I can go figure this out. Hold on.
Hey, everybody. While Will is trying to figure that out, I just want to bring up a few things. So, yeah, P. Diddy is the one that's big in the news right now. As many of you know, and some of you may not know, that his house was raided. Actually, two houses were raided, both his house in L.A. and in Florida. They are saying that it's because of it was raided by Homeland Security. They're saying that it's for human trafficking or sex trafficking. But I want to take you guys back a little bit because the accusations against P. Diddy have actually been mounting, and they started, from what I can find, back in November of 2023, Will. So P. Diddy back in 2023 was accused by an ex-girlfriend of sexual harassment and rape, right? And of course, Diddy Combs denied it.
I mean, there's so much coming out about this dude right now.
Yeah. And so, well, if you want to show my screen.
Let me show your screen.
Yeah, I can show this right here.
Yep.
So it says Sean Diddy Combs accused of sexual harassment and assault by a producer on his last album. Now, this was Rodney Little Rod Jones. He says his life has been detrimentally impacted since he worked with Combs. This article is back in just February last month, well, the end of last month, he said Sean Diddy Combs was sued Monday in federal court by a producer on his most recent album. He accuses the mogul of sexually harassing, drugging, and threatening him for more than a year, Will. He said among the allegations is that Combs forced Jones to produce sex workers and pressured him to engage in unwelcome sex acts with them and others, and that Combs gave laced alcoholic beverages to people who attended parties at his house. So he was doing with
Bill Cosby, supposedly was doing?
Somebody called him. They said, you sound like Epstein and Bill Cosby. And
put together.
Weinstein.
Weinstein.
Right.
It's exactly. Like all of everything wrapped up together.
Yes. Disgusting, right?
Isn't it interesting? I mean, it's like these people have so much money, they don't know what else to do with themselves.
Yeah.
So then they go out and they take these extra activities, and sex trafficking being, you know, just horrible. And then he laces drinks with the, so they could just sexually assault everybody.
I mean, apparently, rape is one of the accusations. It said a third woman, this was in November of 2023, like I was saying, a third woman has filed rape lawsuit against the hip-hop mogul 1 week after he settled with his ex-girlfriend, which is the one I talked to at the top of the show. It says Sean Diddy has been hit with a third lawsuit. Isn't this crazy, Will? I mean, and maybe I wasn't paying attention. You know, I don't really care about stars.
I don't keep up with them either.
Yeah, I really don't care about stars too much. I just kind of overlook. But apparently he, ever since the allegations have been come up, he lost a whole bunch of sponsors and different people, you know, that he works with. And today is just huge. Will, if you want to start talking a little bit about what's going on.
I mean, we're already talking about going on. It's so much happening. I'm wondering if they're going after him because they need someone for the whole sex traffic ring that's been going on.
Yeah.
He's connected with a hot Nutty Wood. Yeah. Right? He's connected with Nutty Wood. He's connected with all of these elitists.
100%.
And then you talk about these 400,000 children missing. How do we know that he didn't play a part in that as well? Supposedly, this dude got on his private jet and he's out of the country now. Supposedly, that's what's being reported.
Yeah, so if you want
to... he hopped on his airplane. Yeah. And my question to that is, who tipped him off?
Yeah.
I mean, how did he know to get on his plane because the feds were coming to his house? Someone tipped him off. That's the only way.
Yeah, so this is one of the... This is the same story that several people are sharing. Will, if you want to share my screen. It says, private jet owned by Sean Diddy Combs has left the U.S. Combs residents are raided by the Department of Homeland Security in connection with a sex trafficking investigation. The flight path of the plane appears to be headed towards Cape Verde. Cape Verde has no extradition treaty with the United States. It's a very small island. So this is really interesting. Now, Will, Candace Owens, I did see a while back ago, Candace Owens had done a story on P. Diddy, and I kind of, you know, went over it. She talked about some of the allegations that I showed you here. But today, I want to show you what she tweeted after the raiding. She said, the feds are currently raiding Diddy's house. They already knew what he was up to, but he's going to be the fall guy so that they can protect the people at the top of the ring. She said they are raiding his home to not find evidence.
To hide it.
Yeah.
And it's the opposite of when they were... When they were raiding Mar-a-Lago,
right.
They were raiding Mar-a-Lago to find the evidence that would show the corruption within inside the feds. Because they kept saying that President Trump wasn't cooperating because they said President Trump wasn't giving them the documents. Where are the documents? And President Trump said, here's all the documents. They're looking for documents that would expose their corruption.
Yeah, and the Hodge twins, They chimed in to Candace Owens' tweet. They said, only reason they're raiding it now is to protect their elitist buddies who are involved. And Will, Owen Schroyer of InfoWars, he said, I think they're raiding it to cover it up. Much like, who did we say earlier? Much like Epstein.
Yep, much like Epstein. So this is like the level of corruption that we're seeing, I think, is corrupted. Right. I think they're doing this like they're saying they're doing this because they need a fall guy. They need someone to take the fall for all of this sex trafficking and everything. So to make it look like they're actually getting, you know, doing their jobs. But at the same time, they're probably going to go in there and not find anything. Right. Or either they're going to go in there and they're going to cover up because he probably has connections to these elitists that they're trying to get that information from.
If they're not going to find anything,
trying to get that information on them.
Why would he flee
then? You know what? He probably has a thumb drive with him. If there is a thumb drive, he probably has a laptop. He probably has his little black digital black book with him. And he probably fled the country.
You know, maybe
my question is if you're going to flee the country, why not just go ahead and, hey, if I'm going down, you're going down too. That's probably why they raided his home.
Well, it's interesting because I was just going to say, you know, could it be because all the heat started going on him since November? All these people are starting to come out, right? So what did those people see and witness, right? So they're like, oh, Sean's on his own now. He's got too many leaks.
Dude.
We need to take him down or the rest of us are going to get exposed.
That's
right?
Probably, yeah, yeah. You
know, I mean, I don't know. This is all assumption right now.
Yeah, well, let me play some of the raid that took place earlier today. I mean, it's just such an explosive news day, news weekend, news year.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, everything is just so many things happening. It's just so explosive. But watch this. Yeah, look at this. Look at that right here. So, I don't even know who this person is that they arrested, right? I don't even know who this is. But they arrested this person, and this is at one of his homes. This is at one of his homes that they arrested. And it's really, really amazing. And one thing, let me see if I can, let me see if I can fix this. So this video shows them coming out. And they're like, look at this. They come, they're bum rushing in. They got the guns drawn. I mean, this is like, is a high profile, and they have one person there backing them up. And the reason why I labeled this the way I did is because, are they doing this because he's black? Or are they doing it because he was sex trafficking? Which one is it? Which one is it? Or is it both? Or is it because he needs to be the fall guy, right? Is that the reason why this is happening? I mean, why? Why now? Why is it happening now? Right? Think about that. Why did it happen now? Out of all of this time, they've had to known about this a while ago. And so they waited until now, and I'm still asking the question, who tipped them off? Right? Hit the reconnect button for me. It is over.
10 minutes ago. We got here even before the crime scene tape came up. So we're just down the hill. If you look up the street.
All right, let me take it to the beginning so you can hear what they're saying here. For those of you who haven't seen this,
that we're getting this information from, we were actually the first ones here with about 30 different law enforcement vehicles at least. There are three Bearcats on scene here. This just all unfolded, Sandra, I would say less than 10 minutes ago. We got here even before the crime scene tape came up. So we're just down the hill. If you look up this street where Tony is right now to the right, you'll see one of those Bearcats and law enforcement. On the other side of those bushes, basically, is that home that is registered to Bad Boy Films, which is part of Bad Boy Entertainment. And the home, in particular, is registered not only to Bad Boy Films, but to one of P. Diddy's daughters.
They are heavily armed, and they've been very tactful, would probably be the best word to use, as they made entry into this home this afternoon. We actually watched them as they made their way through one of these side gates, and as soon as they got inside the home, one of the first things they did was made their way into this garage that you see is open right there. Now, they did take a couple people into custody. We witnessed that. Now, are they under arrest? Are they just being asked about what they know? That I can't answer, but I can tell you there's three people right there that were taken into custody, were inside that home at the time of the raid.
We did see a bunch of investigators going in, making the raid in there and clearing that as well. So they're going to do a thorough search as they conduct this raid. And so far, Stu, from what I understand and from Haley on the ground there, they have not seen, and we have not seen from our vantage point, any sign of Sean Combs, the 54-year-old who is believed to be the property owner of this.
So it was a massive, massive home. And these people have so much money. It's like they don't know what else to do. It's like they believe that they can do whatever it is that they want and no one can touch them. And I'm subject to believe what a lot of people have been reporting, saying that this is a cover up. This is to go after him and to cover up all the other information. He probably, you know what? How do we know that he didn't make a threat? How do we know that he didn't say, if I'm going down, you're going down too? How do we know that that wasn't the case? I wouldn't put it past him.
He has
his record label is called Bad Boy Records. Bad Boy Records. So he was doing bad things and he was justifying it. So here's another clip in Ariel. Clip audio that I want to share with you here.
Combs, the rapper and music executive, perhaps being linked to a sex trafficking investigation.
He got some shots of a few people coming out of the home. Those people have been detained. Now, we're trying to still connect the dots. We do have some sources on scene here that we're getting this information from. We were actually the first ones here with about 30.
So my question is how are they the first ones there? Listen to what she says. She says, we're the first ones here. Listen to this. How did they get winded? How did they get information about it? Look, y'all remember when they raided Roger Stone's home? CNN was there, right? But even before some of the feds showed up, CNN was already there. How did they know to be there? How does she know to be here? Watch.
Different law enforcement vehicles, at least. There are three Bearcats on scene here. This just all unfolded, Sandra, I would say, less than 10 minutes ago. We got here even before the crime scene tape came up. So we're just down the hill. If you look up this street where Tony is right now to the right, you'll see one of those Bearcats and law enforcement. On the other side of those bushes, basically, is that home that is registered to Bad Boy Films, which is part of Bad Boy Entertainment. And the home, in particular, is registered not only to Bad Boy Films, but to one of P. Diddy's daughters.
They are heavily armed, and they've been very tactful, would probably be the best word to use, as they made entry into this home this afternoon. We actually watched them as they made their way through one of these side gates, and as soon as they got inside the home, the first things they did was made their way into this garage that you see is open.
Okay, so they're going, this is a clip, it had a little bit different information, but it's like going back to it. But let me play this one for you. This is, of course, the liberal media news chiming in on this. And while I was getting ready to go live tonight, they mentioned on there that they don't know where P. Diddy is. Sean P. Diddy Combs. They don't know where he is. So it's been reported that he's got on his private jet and he's outside of the country already. So he's never going to come back. He can't come back if this is the case. And if he does come back, he might end up being in an accident. They will probably Epstein him. That's probably why he left. He's like, look, I saw what they did to Epstein. I don't want to get caught up either. So he got out. And I'm asking the question again. Who tipped him off? How did he know to leave?
Hey there, I'm Hallie, and tonight we are starting with that dramatic situation happening as we speak in both L.A. and Miami Beach at the homes of Sean Diddy Combs. You know him as Diddy, formerly Puff Daddy, big-time rapper, big-time producer, big-time superstar, and now the feds at his houses in both locations. This is a live look right now. On the left, that's West Coast, that's L.A. On the right, that's Miami Beach you're looking at. I want to show you in just the last couple of minutes in L.A., agents holding what look to be guns as they walk into the home, as they enter the home. And you can see some of the apparatus there that they've brought. I want to get to Dana Griffin, who is following this for us now. Why is this happening? What do we know?
Hallie, still, as you mentioned, this is a developing story, so we're learning new details minute by minute. NBC News has confirmed that this is a raid being conducted by Homeland Security and that the warrant specifically came out of the Southern District of New York. Now, we believe this is tied to sex trafficking allegations. There's an investigation into claims that he may have been, that the rapper may have been involved in this. So we believe this is connected to that. But obviously, what a split screen moment here to see investigations not only in Miami, but also Los Angeles, which shows that this was very coordinated and planned. And remember, when it comes to warrants, these aren't things that are just, you know, done haphazardly. This had to be signed by a judge. So this was obviously very methodical. And this is a sprawling home here in California. This is located in the Holmby Hills area, a very wealthy area. That home that we can see from that sky cam is massive, sprawling. And we don't know exactly what they are looking for. It could be something as small as a USB drive, or it could be several boxes of documents that could prove his guilt or prove his innocence. So,
seeing they're looking for something that, and you know what, they're looking for evidence, and they're probably looking for evidence that will make the connection with these other elitists. You know what I'm kind of hoping? And let me know, what do you think? You think is wrong on my behalf for even saying this, Shannon, because I'm even thinking about it. I'm kind of hoping that Sean, wherever when he gets wherever he's going to get to, you know, elsewhere in the country where they won't bring him back, I wonder if they're going to have internet access there. And I wonder if he's just going to expose all of it, get out the country and expose all of these people. That's what I'm hoping that he'll do.
Or they could be helping him flee to this island. And maybe, you know, say, you stay there, you stay quiet.
Because someone tipped them off. Because like she just said, that
going on.
Somebody tipped them off because she just said that they had to go to a judge to get the court order so they can raid the home. He had to know it was coming down because, I mean, he doesn't have a look. His airplane is not at the house. Right. So he had to know to get on the airplane to leave the country. Did he take gold bars with him, too? What did he take with him?
I don't know. This is going to be interesting.
It really is.
There's a lot that's going to come out of this.
Oh, my goodness.
You mentioned those guns that we saw law enforcement carrying. It sounds like that's pretty routine because they're going into a home. It's a huge home. It's not secured. But from what we have seen on the ground and from local reports, that this was a very easy entry. There was no sort of violence or any sort of skirmish inside the home. So the weapons that you may have seen there are probably just cautionary. Again, this could take several hours considering that these are two separate homes in two different locations. So we're waiting to get more details, and we're still trying to figure out where exactly P. Diddy is located. No one has been able to confirm that at this hour.
See, right there. No one confirmed it unless he's popped up somewhere while we're going live right now, while we're broadcasting. Unless he popped up somewhere right now, they're have no clue. They have no idea where he is. More than likely, he's on his airplane and out of the country. Because you said you saw a report on that, right, Shannon?
Well, I just saw that it's hitting, you know,
people suggesting.
Twitter saying that, yeah.
Okay, so his sources are saying that it's possibly he's on his airplane and out of the country.
That's, somebody said they were tracking his, you know, much like they've done with Taylor Swift.
They're tracking his airplane?
Yeah, somebody said they were tracking his airplane.
Is that what you have on the screen? What is that on the screen you have?
This is some. I'm just looking to see if there's any more breaking news.
it's okay, let me finish playing this.
So that was going to be my other question, Dana, is where is he now? I mean, we don't know is the short answer, huh?
he could be anywhere, assuming that he's not here in Los Angeles, because we saw from that chopper video several people that were taken out of the home. Some appear to be in handcuffs, and that is customary when you're doing a raid. They want to check everyone out, make sure everyone who is who they say they are. We have not seen any images of P. Diddy, which shows that he may not be in his Miami or his Los Angeles home. But I'm sure over the next several minutes and hours, we will get more details. Hallie.
Dana, in just the last maybe 2 minutes as you were speaking, I want to say even 60 seconds. And again, this is breaking news. I'm going to give you a beat to look at your phone, because we are getting in now a statement attributable to Homeland Security Investigations, HSI in New York. And in this statement, and I'm putting it up on screen because this is the first bit of sort of on the record information here, that HSI New York executed law enforcement actions as part of an ongoing investigation with assistance from HSI Los Angeles, HSI Miami, and our local law enforcement partners. We will provide further information as it becomes available. And that's key, Dana, as you know, because as we've been talking about, information is not something we have a lot of at this moment. Do we know if there's any news conference set, any kind of opportunity that we might get for our teams on the ground there to question some of these investigators, or is that still TBD?
Let me stop it real quick, because there's some more information that's coming through about what were people suspecting, that he has fled the country.
Yeah.
Right? You want to put up on this? I'll put it up on the screen.
Yeah. So right here it says, this is from this tweeter, Chuck Calesto. I believe you follow him too. It says, Sean Diddy has fled the United States. It says, earlier today, the Gulfstream G650 belonging to the music executive departed from Van Nuys Airport, located near Los Angeles, just before Homeland Security conducted a raid on his residence. The aircraft has since arrived at an airstrip in Barbuda and will. One person that we follow a lot, he is actually one of the White House reporters. His name is Simon Atiba. He actually reported this, developing so convenient that Sean Diddy Combs' homes were raided over alleged sex trafficking after he reportedly flew out of the United States on his private jet and is now said to have landed in the Caribbean. So it seems like there's validity to this story right now that he has fled.
Yeah. And so who tipped him off?
Somebody obviously tipped him off.
Who tipped him off? How did he know to flee the country? How did he know?
Yeah, because it took off reportedly before the raid started.
I mean, that's wow.
Yeah. So somebody tipped him off. Somehow he got a chance to get whatever he was going to get.
Yep.
To get out. So,
and he did it quick.
And
got on the
quick.
Airplane. And then once he was in the air, then they raided the home.
Hmm.
That's wow.
That's still TBD. We've got a lot of our teams working to try to get that information. But as you can see, they put out a statement, but there was not a lot of details issued in that statement. So that tells us a lot of information of what they are keeping kind of closed-lipped at this point. So, you know, again, we have no idea what they're bringing out. We may get a hint as we start seeing bags or boxes brought out as far as how much stuff they could be looking for. But when it comes to these sort of raids, they have to look for something very specific. They don't just go into a home and just take out any and everything that looks interesting. So there's obviously something specific that they are looking for in both of these homes. And we may find out what that is, or we possibly could not. So obviously we'll be following this very closely.
Okay.
Hallie?
Dana, I'm going to let you back to the reporting that I know you and the teams.
Wow. Now, again, I'm wondering if the left, right, if the left is going to come out at some point and say, are they doing this because he's black? You can't tell me that there's white people that's not connected with him with all this sex trafficking. How come they're not going after them? Why are they going after him? They do. You know, I have to bring it up. And all I'm doing is I'm getting ahead of it. I'm getting ahead of them actually coming out saying that stupidity. Your color has nothing to do with it. He shouldn't have been doing it in the first place. He was drugging people. He had lawsuits against him because he was sexually assaulting people.
Should we say allegedly?
Allegedly, right? Allegedly. That's what they're saying. They allegedly assaulting people. Allegedly drugging people. But if he fled the country like it's being reported because of all this happening, why did he flee? If you didn't do anything wrong, see, right now I'm sitting in my studio. I ain't done anything wrong. So I have no reason to get up and try to leave the country, leave the city. leave the state. No reason. But he did. And he's filthy rich. So he had his own private airplane. He didn't have to, you know, get a ticket or anything. He just say, hey, fire the jets up. I'm on my way. He don't even have to tell the pilot where he's going until he get there. Just fire it up. Make sure it's gassed up. Let's go. That's the way it works. Because it's his jet. It's like your car. You don't have to tell someone that you need to put gas in your car if you're going to drive from one state to the next state. You just go. When you have airplanes, you can do that.
So I guess he's not going to be playing that song, Coming Home.
Does he have a song called Coming Home?
Yeah, I'm coming home. And what about that song, I'll Be Missing You? Maybe he should be singing that.
He has a song, I'm Missing You Too? Yeah. Oh, man, you can't even make it up. You can't even make it up. I'm just wondering how many people knew about his activity. It's like Epstein all over again. It's all like Epstein, Bill Cosby all over again.
Yeah.
What's the other guy's name?
Weinstein.
Jeff Weinstein all over again. And it's always connected with these people that are filthy rich. They got mad connections with these elitists and they need a fall guy. I mean, this is like out of a movie.
You know, and there's
this is like out of a movie, him fleeing the country like this.
Yeah, yeah, right.
You know what? Look, can we get dibs on making the movie right now? You know, living this lavish life, the partying. You know, someone's gonna write and make a movie out of this, especially because he don't fled the country like
this. You
know,
and I have to say this. You know, these people that reported, you know, that have reports against him, apparently were not connected to each other. These are all individual allegations, and so that makes it more, you know, viable. Like, it's like, okay, so all these different people are reporting somewhat similar experiences with him. So that makes it seem like there is something going on. Now, these are grown adults. I haven't heard anything with children yet. So this is interesting. I'm not saying it was with children.
My question, I want to know what they're actually looking for.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what I want to know, is what they're actually looking for. Yeah. Are they actually looking for evidence that's connected with these other elitists? I mean,
according to, you know, Candace Owens, they're trying to. So look at this. Well, this is somebody actually, you know how they have, you can track.
Right.
Planes.
You can track someone's, like, so they somebody, do Taylor Swift's vehicle.
Somebody did this. This is the tracking of his plane. So he took off from L.A. and went to...
Oh, so he actually flew across the country.
Yeah. Allegedly.
Allegedly. Right. So if he... So am I to believe that if he flew to... Where do you say he flew to? To the Caribbeans?
Yeah.
If you're in the Caribbeans, they won't extract you? They won't...
Well, apparently, was it Casa something I just said, Verde or something like that? It's a little island that has no extradition to the United States.
So he can go sit on that island for the rest of his life.
I mean, I don't know what kind of island it is, though. I've never heard of it. It could, I don't know. I mean, I'll have to look it up and see what it is. I'll do that, actually,
But he was, so all that time, you know, that's not a short flight from L.A. going over Florida. And
he had to know where to go, right? Like, there's some kind of a plan there, right? Like, you just don't get on a plane and go, okay, let's just go, right? I mean, there's a plan. Like, if I get caught, this is where I'm going. This is what I'm doing, right?
Yeah, but I'm still asking the question, why even fly over the country, right? Why not? I guess I guess when you call the tower, they have to give you a flight path. You still have to go on that flight path, per se?
Well, yeah, you do have to have a flight plan.
Right.
And that's probably the shortest route to where he was going.
Why not go down to Mexico?
He might have had to stop and refuel.
I guess then you're flying over another country at that point. So he has to fly over the United States of America. Because he probably doesn't have, you know, granted access to fly over Mexico. That's, my goodness.
I know. It kind of shows like he did a little loop right there. So that's interesting.
Where?
At the beginning. That he does like a little, the plane does like a little loop.
I don't know. I think that might be just because it's starting over, just kind of figuring it out.
No, it starts up there in L.A.
So it's going to start over here in just a second.
Yeah. as if this is really fascinating right here.
Hold on, yeah, everybody. Right.
Okay,
I see it. Yeah,
so it takes
right
off,
there.
And then he kind of like kind of goes around like in a circle.
Oh, well, maybe. So is L.A. at the top there? So then he flew down towards San Diego.
Yeah.
I don't know if they actually did a loop like that, or maybe they did do a loop.
Showing that's the flight pattern.
But I've been on an airplane where it shows like little loop weird stuff like that too, and we didn't do a loop.
It could be. I don't know.
Could have been something
maybe
like that.
Maybe it's nothing.
Maybe it is nothing. Or maybe it is something.
Or maybe it is something.
Who knows? I find the story completely fascinating because this is like something out of a movie. Dude jetted out the country, at least it's allegedly out the country. And this is just like out of the movies, everybody. I mean, you can't make it up. All of this stuff happening. There's so much crazy things happening right now. And to actually see this, is like a movie. We're watching a movie in real time. Someone's going to write a book. They're going to make a movie about it. You know they are. Someone is. I wonder. I mean, look, I got a camera. I want the dibs on making the movie, right? I want the dibs on making the movie. I'll be accurate as much as possible. You know, we'll keep it PG-13, but. You can make the movie that way and keep it PG-13. You can leave it up to people's imagination what they're actually doing.
Well, and this one person, I'm just going to go ahead and repeat some of this that's being said on here on Twitter, because I'll be honest with you, a lot of the reporting seems to be pretty accurate.
About him fleeing the country?
Yeah. Yeah, so this other person said 24 unregistered copies of Unhumans secret history have been recovered at Diddy's house by federal authorities. I don't know what that means. What's Unhuman mean? Unregistered copies of Unhumans.
I have no idea. I mean, are we talking about the walking of the living dead? I mean, Unhuman? Zombies? What's going on?
I don't know.
So, and I'm looking in the comments, and everyone's saying that he's guilty. A lot of people are saying that he ran.
Give
he's out.
The bodies.
On X... look like Krista says, write it, Will. Write the movie. Write the movie. I need content. I need to be able to talk to a lot of the people because I want to be accurate as much as possible. So I would have to have, you know, a mad conversation with the people that were involved with him to talk about what took place. But I would be happy to shoot this movie. I would keep it PG-13 so everybody can watch it. I don't know. I think it's just really fascinating. It's more information has come out. And the one thing that keeps running through my mind is how did he know to leave? Who tipped him off? Who tipped him off? Somebody in the feds that's probably been to his home, that's probably caught up. Someone tipped him off. What do you think? Leave me a comment what you think. Okay, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's been a really, really wild day. And again, there are so many different stories to talk about. This one just broke not too long ago before I came on. And this is something I wanted to talk about. You know, I normally don't talk about stories like this. I normally talk about, you know, politics and religion, but this story here, I think this is probably going to end up getting connected with a lot of politicians. And again, I'm going to put it out there now. If Sean Diddy Combs actually has data, information on these elitists, these Hollywood people, these government officials, I'm hoping that he exposes it all. I'm hoping that he just blits it all out there. Am I wrong for saying that? I think these people need to be exposed for the criminal activities, for all the evil things that they're doing. He fled the country. If he actually did, allegedly, if he actually did flee the country because he's looking for the safety of his life, or it could just be that if something happens to him, then all that information, all that data is released because they're looking for something. And we know how the feds have been weaponized against American people. They weaponized it against President Trump. They weaponized it against people for just visiting D.C. on January the 6th. It's been weaponized against American people. So who's to say that the group of elitists said, go get him. He has this information on us. Take him down now. But someone said, yo, you need to get out of town. They're coming for you. What? They're coming now? Yes, they're coming now. You have 1 hour to get out. Boom. Grab the gold bars, because you know he has some gold bars. Grab silver. You know, get the thumb drive, whatever it is that has the data on it, and get out. You can buy your clothes, whatever, once you get there. You don't need them. You become somebody else. This is like a movie in the making. Hey, let me tell you really quick about my Facebook page while I have your attention. Facebook, for those of you that don't know, some hackers took over my business account on Facebook, and I was making some income there. And what ended up happening, the hackers took it. I opened up a ticket with Facebook, and Facebook asked me to prove my identity. So I proved my identity to them. I sent my passport. I sent bank statements. I sent bank records, right? I sent my tax ID information. I sent all the information that they were asking for, plus some. After I sent all my information to Facebook, proving that I'm the original account owner, that the page is mine and it's been hacked. Right after that, I asked him, I said, well, while you're looking at it, can you remove the pornographic images that you have on, that they're posting on my Facebook page? And they said, well, they can't do it, but you can once you get admin access. I'm like, okay, I gave him my information, my passport, everything. Then turned around. I was expecting to get my access back to my page. They still haven't given me access to my page. It's been over 30 days now. The hackers are still posting pornographic images on my page. Little kids are looking at it. I've had mothers send me messages saying, hey, my child is looking at this. I have to unfollow your page. And then what's really interesting is that they went and took a meme that I created and they reposted it to have people believe that I put it back on Facebook and that I'm on Facebook. And it's, oh, Will, I'm glad to see you're back. I don't have access to it. Glad to see you're back. I even have a screenshot of the hackers' accounts, their email accounts. I have screenshot. I shared the screenshot information with Facebook, and Facebook still won't give me access to my account. See, now, for those of you who know what I'm talking about when it comes to Facebook, if you put something on Facebook that they disagree with, they take it down immediately. If you promote something or if you say something on Facebook, guess what happens? They will delete your account. But in this case, because they're taking my identity, because it's making me look bad, Facebook is allowing it to continue, to allowing it to go on. And it's like there's nothing I can do about it. They're making it even worse. I can't tell you how many messages that I've received. I've received countless messages about what Facebook has been doing. People saying, Will, your Facebook page has been hacked. Like, I don't know it's been hacked. Because for everybody, you know, they're individuals. They see it, making sure they want to. I need to let Will know. And I mean, hundreds, if not thousands of people have reached out to me on my website. They sent me emails. They came on X, people on Rumble, people leaving the comments. It's happening so much. And I've been asking people to help me fight this. I've actually talked to a lawyer because what they're doing to me is wrong. This has nothing to do with Section 230. It's not about them removing me because I posted something that they disagree with. I didn't violate anything. This means that Facebook has a backdoor to their system. Now, think about this. Now, after I gave them all my information, they started just sending me automated messages. They don't even talk to me anymore. What's really interesting is that after I gave them my passport, this is Facebook. After I gave them my passport and all my information, Facebook remove the ticket from their ticket portal. Like, I logged in to go look at the ticket to see the status. And when you go look in there, you can't see, it doesn't tell you any updates from their end. You have to go to email. Well, the thing is, when I log into my Facebook portal, because my personal account is still there, my business account has been taken over. I can see the ticket. I used to be able to see the ticket. After I gave them my passport, I no longer see the ticket in their system. And I'm like, what's going on? So I'm led to believe either Facebook is working directly with the hackers, or the hackers have taken over sections with inside of Facebook. Which one is it? And so what I end up doing, I open up a new ticket with Facebook saying, hey, I don't longer see this ticket. I need to open up this ticket. What happened? And then someone called me from Facebook saying, we need to close this new ticket out, and you just need to go to the email. So it's like they don't want any traces of it being in their system. Like they don't want it to be there. After I gave them my identity, my information. This is terrible. It's like identity theft. And Facebook is either complicit with it, the people are there working in the company are complicit with it, or they're using a third party source to make it happen. Because now they're not doing anything to help me. So I've been asking people, if you can find it on your heart, I'm gonna ask, can you put the link in the chat?
I do.
I'm gonna ask people, if you can find it in your heart, here's the gifts and go. Because it takes money. It takes money for me to address these issues. And I hate that. And they know that a lot of people, apparently, that they do this similar thing to, they know a lot of people can't ever get the funding. They know a lot of people don't even try to go as far as what I'm doing. Because, again, this has nothing to do with Section 230. It's not about the content that's on there. It has everything to do with them hacking my page, my business page. And after they hack the business page, they won't even give me access back. They won't even remove the hackers. At least remove the hackers. I mean, if nothing else, remove the hackers from the page. I've sent them screenshots of it. They won't do that. They won't do that. I've lost sleep over this. I've had anxiety over this. I mean, depression over this. I mean, it's just, and look, people lose pages, Facebook pages all the time. But they're taking my identity and they're putting it out there saying that I'm doing this. And if you go to my page and at the top of it, unless they've changed it, I can barely even get on Facebook now because I'm so disgusted. Can barely get it. I look at the app on my phone and like I just cringe every time I think about it. But if you go on there, I have scripture on the top of my page. 7 years. I've never, ever posted any of that crap. 7 years. And people were questioning if I'm actually doing it or not. It's like defamation. And Facebook is allowing it. They could at least go in there and suspend accounts that have hacked my business account. But they won't do that either. They keep telling me, well, the inside team is looking into it. We're looking into it. We're trying to figure out what's going on. And I said, well, in the meantime, while you're trying to figure it out, can you at least remove the hackers from my page? Can you at least do that? Here's a screenshot. Here's their emails. I have the information. I stumbled onto it. I shared it with them and they did nothing. So I've opened up. I got a case open. I, you know, called a cyber division of the police department. I'm kind of hoping that they will intervene. But like I said, I have a lawyer and it takes money. And like I showed you right here, this is only, I'm asking for God's people. This is something that will actually blow up Facebook, and it should, because I think they're doing this to me. They're discriminating against me because I'm a Black American Christian. They're discriminating against me. This is what they're doing right here. So I'm asking everyone, if you can't go to the link that my producer put in the chat, or you can go directly to my website, uniteamericafirst.com. It's at the top of the page. And there's three things there. There's three things. You can bless me, share it. I'm asking people to share it and even pray for me. Do two of the three, if not all three. I'm asking everyone to help me because this needs to be addressed. It needs to be addressed. Let me tell you about one more thing before I go, because they've actually because of what they've done, they actually killed a lot of my sponsorships. People, because what's happening on my Facebook page, I know people that I've talked to before about doing certain business, about trying to make more income, you know, in Biden's America, Bidenomics. You have to go extra mile to make a penny. I've actually had this company here, actually, which is something really awesome. This is something that I've been taking. I'll put it up on the screen. And PamperWithGrace.com. You can also find this on my website, UniteAmericaFirst.com. But if you go to PamperWithGrace.com, because you're like you're pampering yourself, PamperWithGrace.com, this is something that's really been helping me even, like I said, I've been losing sleep at night, but this has been helping me even sleep at night. I've been able to get a good night's rest, even though I wake up and I look at my email to see if they say, okay, here, you have access back to your page now, but that email has not even come. So it's like I need something, and I'm not the type of person to do drugs. You know, I got dreadlocks. I'm not the type of person to do marijuana. I don't, right? So this is something that's natural. It's really actually helped. And the amazing thing about this, PamperWithGrace.com, is that look, y'all see I got a full head of hair. I got some gray in here, right? But I started losing my hair because of this. It stressed me out because it's my identity. It's the person. But so I started losing my hair. But taking this, my hair started growing back. And the places started thinning out. I'm like, this is really amazing. So I'm going through all this crap, but this right here, Pamper with Grace, here's the box. PamperWithGrace.com has really been helping me. And for the ladies, listen to what Shannon has to say about it.
Yeah, well, Pamper with Grace has been pretty awesome for me just because I am older. I'm middle-aged, Will. So, you know, I'm going through my premenopausal thing. And, you know, you and I have talked about how I was having hot flashes like 30 a day. It was ridiculous, right? So I started taking PamperWithGrace.com. And my hot flashes within 6 days, ladies, were gone. Gone. I literally have not had a hot flash since I have been taking this. Amazing stuff. My brain fog is gone, right? My skin is feeling better. We're sleeping better. In fact, one lady actually emailed us the other day because people are starting to take this and have started taking it for a week or two now that they have ordered it. And she said, I never sleep through the night, and I started taking this, and I am sleeping through the night. Just like you said, Will, so it's really great. But just real quick, I want to say that it has three ingredients. It has Verisol collagen, astaxanthin, and cat's claw, which I'll talk about the other two at another point. But I do want to talk about this Verisol collagen because it has had so many clinical trials, and clinical trials have proven that this collagen works. Look at this. Clinical trials have proven that it reduces wrinkles and fine lines. It reduces the wrinkle depth by 32% and wrinkle volume by 23%. We're talking about in 4 weeks, people, and it gets better as long as you take it. Increased elasticity. Once again, people are seeing changes in 4 weeks. You can see right here on the screen, it says 4 weeks and it improves. And then cellulite, I have seen this too. The appearance of cellulite in my legs is starting to get better. You're not able to see it as much. This is once again within 4 weeks, but it gets better as you take it. And then, of course, will hair follicle cells increase? That's why you are starting to feel like your hair is coming back and improving.
It's not a fear. I can see it.
You can see it, yeah.
I can see it. And I was to the point because I was stressed out. I was thinking, man, maybe I should just cut my hair off.
And who's not stressing out? I mean, Will, just even with the news that we're hearing today, like, you know, we hear about,
yes,
you know, Israel, and then we hear about Moscow, and then we hear about, you know, Trump's cases, and then we hear about, like, all these things add up, right, in our everyday life. And so people are feeling stressed. We're worried about, you know, Congress, you know, what's happening with our Congress and, you know, bills that are being passed or not passed and people leaving, and it's crazy and it's stressing people out. This actually does help.
Yeah, it really does help. Mm-hmm. It really does help. I can tell you firsthand, it helps. I mean, and, you know, I wasn't even expecting it to, from my hair. Like, I got the gray. Okay, I'm getting older. But I started thinning out. And I'm like, what's going on? And look how it's like coming in. It's like it's getting out of hand now.
We're going to have to wash that gray out of Will's hair.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do something just so I can look a little bit younger.
Okay, not so everybody. Stressed out. You look stressed out. We'll fix
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'm working on it. Hey, you look. So look, please go to my website, uniteamericafirst.com. You can also find the link to the Pamper with Grace on my website as well at uniteamericafirst.com.
Under, yeah,
you can see it right shop. There. Just go to uniteamericafirst.com and click on conservative shop. You'll see the Pamper with Grace is right there. It's right there for you. So thank you, everybody. God bless. Thank you so much for being here.
And we'll see you tomorrow night, yep. Same time, 7 p.m. Central.
Yep. See you tomorrow. See you tomorrow. God bless, everybody.
God bless.
Good night.
This statement is not evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases, illnesses, injuries, or other medical conditions. Nothing contained herein should be construed as, nor is it intended to be used in medical diagnosis or treatment, and should not be used in place of the advice of your physician or other qualified health care providers.
With key ingredients supported by over 80 clinical trials, the exclusive formulation of the Bella Grace Elixir is changing lives everywhere. Ingesting collagen peptides alone is not very helpful. This is where most products fall short, and where Bella Grace changes everything. Unlike other products, the Bella Grace Elixir controls the gene switches which activate collagen creation and disables the enzymes that break down the matrix. Bella Grace Elixir contains Verisol, the world's best and most clinically studied form of collagen. These elite collagen peptides influence the skin's collagen metabolism directly from the inside. Nature's most powerful antioxidant. 6,000 times more potent than vitamin C, Astareal Astaxanthin prevents the activation of gene switches that drive inflammation and activates the gene switch responsible for cellular repair and longevity, forming bridges across cell membranes, protecting them from free radical attack. Amazonian cat's claw suppresses the enzymes that degrade collagen and our skin matrix caused by oxidants and inflammation. It simply turns the switch off. The world's most studied collagen, plus activating the genes that make collagen, plus switching off the genes that break down collagen, has resulted in something the world has never experienced. The Bella Grace Elixir. Start your 30-day Bella Grace Challenge today.